Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 24th of April. I'm Paul White. We are in Galatians chapter 4. We are in verse 26, where Paul says, "But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all." Let's be fair to this verse, which opens with a conjunction, and we're right in the middle of a sentence. That's not a very good way to study. This is the greater sentence, and it's long, starting in verse 24. "For these are two covenants, one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children." In other words, Hagar is a symbol of what happens at Sinai. What happens at Sinai is the giving of the law. She corresponds with physical, natural AD 56 Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. So Paul is stating that Hagar is a type of the law. The law produces bound children. If you are the son of a bondwoman, you are by default in bondage. You're a slave. So Paul says the Jerusalem, which now is in bondage with her children. And then the contrast is our verse today, verse 26. "But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all." So Paul appeals to a higher Jerusalem. This is a thematic usage of the Old Testament. The Old Testament theme is always look up, orient yourself to something greater, and then move towards it. Abraham, stand on the mountain, look up. Count the stars. Look into the heavens. Magi, look up. Find the star. Move towards it. There's Jesus. Paul, set not your affection on the things of this earth, but on the things which are above. Not on the temporal, but on the eternal. The Bible uses that theme. It's a theme for life for humanity. To orient ourselves upward, constantly upward, so that we are aiming for the highest possible place. So Paul says there's a Jerusalem which now is, physical Jerusalem, and is in bondage with her children. And then there's the aim upward Jerusalem, which is a Jerusalem you can't see. Paul doesn't say it is a Jerusalem in which we are going to. He does not say it's a destination out in front of us, but it is above us. It is greater than us. This is Pauline lingo for it's eternal while we are temporary, but it's not new lingo. I told you as we ended the podcast yesterday that you might be surprised at how often the Old Testament refers to this idea. Let me start with Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 2, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Take that one, put it together with Micah. Micah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, it's almost word for word. Get the plowshares, spears into pruning hooks. But then verse 4 and 5, Micah changes a bit. Micah chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. "Everyone shall sit under his vine, under his fig tree. No one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all people walk, each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and forever." And this is a mountain called Zion. When you sneak forward to the 12th chapter of Hebrews, you arrive at a mountain called Zion, and you're not going there in your future. The author of Hebrews says you have not come to Sinai, you have come to Zion. And on Zion is God and the angels and the church and Jesus and the blood. These are not future possessions, they are present possessions. So the latter days of the Jewish economy, in which Paul is living in Galatians, 14, 15 years before the fall of Jerusalem, possibly as early as 17 years before the fall of Jerusalem. It depends on where you date Galatians, either somewhere between AD 53 and AD 57. Paul's writing this in the last days and pointing to a spiritual Jerusalem that is the mother of all who are in Christ. And I think the declaration he's making links to Isaiah 2, links to Micah 4, to a mountain where flows forth God and his knowledge, where when people realize that they are not bound to earthly Jerusalem, they beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. They go from being a violent, earthly-minded kingdom people to a people of the kingdom of God who display righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that coexists, according to Micah 4 and 5, it coexists with people who don't believe that. We're not talking about some future event where there's a utopia where everybody serves God and there's no option to not serve God. We're talking about an event in which God's people bring their swords and turn them into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and they change the culture of the world because they have the kingdom inside of them. But in the midst of that, according to Micah 4, 5, are people who serve their own gods, who want nothing to do with our God. That's not something that's happening in our future. That is something that is happening now. It corresponds to Hebrews 12. You're not at Sinai, you're at Zion. All of this corresponds with Galatians 4. The Jerusalem which now is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem from above is the mother of us all. So Paul is lumping the entire Galatian church in as children of a heavenly Jerusalem. But if you want to go back to the law, you have to go back to Jerusalem, which now is. How do we know this is the link? Well, remember, go backwards. Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. Tell me, those of you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. Jerusalem above is free. She's the mother of us all. So if you want to go back to the law, you're going to have to deny who your real mom is. The real mother is Jerusalem. And you've been birthed out of a supernatural Jerusalem, a Jerusalem that is not visible, a Jerusalem that is not tangible, but a Jerusalem that is nevertheless real to the spiritual inhabitants of that Jerusalem. And that's us as we walk this journey out. We will continue tomorrow. The Apostle Paul starts to quote some scripture. We'll quote it with him, and he goes to, guess what? The Old Testament. We'll see you then. God bless.